Scott, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Talk about when you first met Jim Wark.
I first met Jim when he played with the Rock and Roll Jubilee at the Ashland Coffee and Tea. Then he showed up with Ron Moody and the Centaurs, mm-hmm. joining their band. I was a loyal follower. Jim sought me out, and we discovered our love of Elvis. We're both big Elvis fans. He encouraged me to sing Burning Love with them.
Oh, boy.
Which I did.
That's amazing.
It was his favorite Elvis song. Then one night, he told me he was the CEO of Virginia Voice. I was familiar with them. He wanted me to try the new audio description at Virginia Rep. I loved it, and thanks to Jim, I have been to many of their shows. Jim told the best jokes and had the best laugh. I am honored to call Jim one of my friends, and I will miss him terribly.
Yeah, well, I think you speak for a lot of people. We're all missing him terribly right now. What are some of your favorite memories of Jim? He had a wicked sense of humor.
Yes. He wrote the jokes for the Rock and Roll Jubilee, and what that was is they made it like a old radio show from the 50s, and they have two guys that get up there and they switch off. One yeah. guy would play Buddy Holly, one guy would be Ricky Nelson, one guy would be Roy Orbison, one guy would be Elvis, and then the two guys would come out together and be the Everly Brothers, and they'd have the guys in the band and a couple other people that are musicians go up there and act out, and they do little commercials in between the songs, and they'd be humorous and joke around and stuff with and engage with the audience and things. And it's such a cool show.
Yeah.
And Jim came up with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim was one of those guys that really knew how to bring people together. And collaborate with a lot of different people to achieve really great things. Talk about that side of Jim, the sort of collaborator, the one who brings people in.
Well, for instance, the night that he told me about audio description, at the time when he did that, I was used to him always playing around. That particular night, he asked me real seriously if I've ever thought about trying the live audio description, and he explained to me how it worked and that I'd put an earpiece in my ear mm-hmm. and listen to narration of a play, and there'd be a tactile tour before it, and I'd get to touch props and mm-hmm. talk to actors and actresses in the plays and stuff.
Now, had you been to many theater productions before that? Had you experienced many before that?
I have, but not like that, where I got to listen to audio description. What usually would happen before that is the person next to me would be leaning over, whispering in my ear.
Right.
But they would not mention certain things that they would mention in the audio description. Like, no one thought to tell me that Mary Poppins' umbrella had a parrot on the end of it, you know.
Right. And that's important to know, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And so is that tactile tour where you actually get to feel and touch the props and the costumes. Missing him terribly here at Virginia Voice, but all over Richmond, people are sharing Jim stories. Do you have any special Jim memories that you'd like to share?
One thing that he would always do at the beginning of the second half, at the end of, but right before intermission, when he'd do Rock and Roll Jubilee, mm-hmm. he'd get up there and they'd say, "Come back to here," and then Jim would speak up. "Woo wee! Thank the Lord, I'm so handsome."
Scott, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.